On this sunny morning, a hawk sits and watch high atop a power line in the Red Hill Valley in Hamilton. It gazes down over the valley, 1,600 acres in the middle of this gritty industrial steel town on the western tip of Lake Ontario. And soon, if the current city council has its way, the hawk will be looking down on an expressway. This is a story that happens over and over again in communities throughout North America. This expressway plan in Hamilton has been on and off again for 50 years. It has polarized the community, and with a municipal election happening soon, decision day for the valley is looming. If a pro-expressway council is elected, it will go ahead. Don McLean is with the Friends of Red Hill Valley, an organization that has been mobilizing opposition to the freeway plan since 1991. He explains why he doesn't want the expressway.
The Red Hill Valley is potentially the largest urban park in Canada. And the expressway proposal comes right down the middle of it. It takes out 25% of its forest and so on. There is a large creek running through it that drains over half the urban area of Hamilton. It has 24 species of fish that have been recorded since 1995. It's quite an interesting place because it's completely surrounded, really, by urban area.
But other people say there are good arguments why the freeway should be built. Larry Deanney is running for mayor, and his whole campaign is focusing on this issue. He says he sees no other options, especially since parts of the freeway have already been built.
This is a project that's been 50-plus years in the making, and of course people have now turned it around to say, well, this is a 50-year-old solution to current problems. Wrong. This is an overdue solution to problems that manifested themselves 54 years ago, and by virtue of ignoring them, the problems have gotten worse.
The problems Larry Deanney is referring to are all about economic growth. His arguments for the expressway aren't a lot different from other cities across North America. He says as more people and businesses move into the area, the road is necessary to accommodate increasing traffic. But Don McLean says this is outmoded thinking.
There are good studies now in the U.S., and this has been understood in Europe for a long time, that building more roads mainly results in generating more traffic. It does not address congestion issues. It merely actually increases them because it encourages more driving and it encourages people to move further and further away from their destinations.
Don McLean's position is one shared by the Sierra Club of Canada. The Sierra Club recently published a major report called Sprawl Hurts Us All. Janet Pelly, the report's author, has heard the full range of the debate on both sides of the border. She's an environmental journalist who recently moved to Canada from the U.S.
The fact that you see on both sides of the border that there are these battles over freeways that have been going on for 50 years just shows it's an outmoded way of thinking, that the government hasn't caught up with the new smart growth initiatives and the new ways people are looking at cities.
The bottom line, Janet Pelly says, is we're too dependent on motorized traffic. She says we have to find ways of reducing our dependency on our cars.
If you're assuming that people have to have cars, then you're going to be sucked into that whole car junkie habit of we have to have more freeways to get people to move around. It's really key how you build your city. If you build your city for pedestrians and for public transit, then you don't have to worry about the car traffic.
It's a story that's repeated over and over again as communities such as Hamilton try to balance economic growth with environmental responsibility. In Hamilton, it's still not a foregone conclusion whether or not the freeway will proceed. November's municipal election is shaping up to be a single-issue campaign, with pro-expressway and anti-expressway candidates staking their political future on the issue. Whether or not this will settle the matter is another question. With many sides to this story, this is an issue that many communities will be wrestling with for a long time to come. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Victoria Fenner.